This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I love watching him play, and you know, he's from California too, so I feel like we always have a little bit of a connection. He's an older guy now. He's been a great player in the same place for a long time. So there definitely has some challenges with that. But he's navigated them pretty well, and he's done a great job, leads the team. And, you know, they've won a lot of games since he's been there, you know, and I knew Brett pretty well. You know, those two guys are two great quarterbacks for a long period of time in one place.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday. The voice there of Tom Brady as his Bucks get ready to host Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We're currently looking at a one-point line. Bucks minus one at BetMGM, 42 on the total. We know no Mike Evans in this game for Tampa Bay, and it's a big deal. I mean, look at Brady's numbers without Mike Evans on the field since he got to Tampa Bay. 61.6% completion, only 6.7 yards in attempt. And he's had other guys, right? It's not just Mike Evans. I mean, he's had Gronkowski, he's had Antonio Brown, Godwin. Right now, they don't have any of those guys because they're all banged up. But I think the Evans injury is big for Brady in what could be a low-scoring game. I've felt all week it's a Packers game. I think the Akeem Hicks injury hurts the run defense for the Bucks, but it's just funny, Joe, watching this total with these two quarterbacks. If I had told you before the season these two teams play – no one's saying 42 on a total, but the injuries have taken over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we quickly mentioned at the start of the show this Brady finger injury on his throwing hand, but he's not on the injury report. Just throw that into the wash as well, in addition to Evans. Godwin, Julio, not practicing. Perriman was limited. What else we got? Fournette limited. You mentioned Akeem Hicks, Donovan Smith was limited. He's probably going to be good to go. They're starting left tackle. Same thing on the other side. Maybe worse, because all these guys were not practicing for Green Bay. Cobb, Lazard, Watkins, Watson, all four did not practice on Thursday. Kenny Clark, he's an impactful player for their defensive line. He was limited. Bakhtiari, always limited. Jenkins, limited. You know, he played the other day. I think he's going to be fine. On the offensive line there, but injuries all over the place. It just puts me in a spot where I don't, all of this is why the total has dropped so much, but it also wouldn't surprise me if this were to go under. I don't have a strong opinion on the side with all these potential players sitting here on a Friday morning, potentially out. I mean, the ones in this game might be wide receiver 4 or 5 in most weeks. It's kind of silly to bet your money on that. So Green Bay's been bad against the run. I like four net props. That's where I'm going. Right now, BetMGM rushing yards is 72.5. You go to rushing attempts to score a touch. That's where I'm looking. I think this is a big four net game. So that's how I'll be attacking it.
What about passing touchdowns for either quarterback? Would you look at props for those? They're both at 1.5. With the total coming down, is that a stay away? Or because we know both of these guys are capable of having 2+ touchdowns. And with that prop set at 1.5 is a little interesting.
It is. It is. You wouldn't think that and we're not talking about minus 200 either, guys. I mean,
no.
Rodgers 1.5, minus 110 to the over.
I know.
Have we seen that
before? That's what I'm staring at.
Yeah.
Not for a while. No. Maybe
is it possible
ago.
Against this Bucks defense?
Well, you can't. Yeah. Well,
you had two last
okay.
Week.
On one hand, this is an elite defense right now, but how do you attack them? You don't run on them. You don't run on them like they did on Sunday night against the Bears. That was obvious. You run on the Bears. It was going to be an Aaron Jones game. That was clear. You've got to change up your plan of attack this week. So,
yeah.
But okay. I just went over all the receivers that could miss the game. Who's his number one option?
For what quarterback?
For Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Who's his number one option this weekend?
Aaron Jones. His running back.
Yeah.
I think that's the prop to be on. I like the Fournette one, but receptions for those running backs. Both of them are going to be on the field every play, right? One next to him, almost every play. And he's not going to have answers in the passing game down the field. I think it's those running backs. That's where I would go. Jones and Dylan. I mean, this feels like they're weak, especially with Akeem Hicks out. I know that's more of the running game than the passing game, but it's their weak. The running backs are the story in this game.
Jones, over 3.5 receptions made, is -150 on BetMGM.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I mean, you're laying a price, but I think he's going to have four catches in this game. For sure.
Well, I would just go to the yards probably at 27.5. It's a much lower number because of the matchup on defense. Aaron Jones, a lot of this is the Bears game, but Aaron Jones, number two in rushing yards after contact per carry in the NFL. 5.2 yards after contact per carry. Pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, wow. He's gone way over that yard prop. Never mind. Sorry, I was looking at the 27 and then 38. So it's the 27.5, but he should go over that if he's the only option.
He should.
I wonder if this Packers defense is as good as hyped. Because I've not seen that yet.
Well, it's like, what do you mean? Because they've only allowed what? How many points in two games? 31 points in two games? How many of the Bears score? 10?
Yeah. I mean,
34 points in two games.
I'm looking more at 6.1 yards per play.
Yeah.
That's kind of jumping out of a team that was skewed. Yeah.
I always wonder at what week the yards per play, like those metrics, you start believing in. Because one week could skew it either way, right? Like good or bad. They played the Bears and the Vikings. Same thing with the Dolphins. Right. We talked about them, right? Like they got torched by Lamar. Are they terrible? I don't know. But it's certainly interesting to look at.
I look at it with them. Yes, the sample is way too small at this point, but I look at it with them because the Bears can't do anything on offense and they're still near the bottom.
That's so true. That is true. All right, let's talk about two teams that can do things on offense. Both we have one of the highest totals of the weekend, 52.5. It's the opposite of all these low totals. It's the Vikings. It's the Lions. I'm excited for this game. I'm excited. We got a juggernaut Lions offense, or at least they've been that way for 2 weeks. The Vikings, who looked like everyone's favorite team, and then they got humbled on Monday night. They couldn't get the ball to Justin Jefferson. But isn't this when Kirk Cousins rebounds? 1 o'clock on a Sunday against the Lions. This is
not
this
prime
is
time.
Yeah, I mean, this is 107 on the passer rating, Kirk, by 4 o'clock on Sunday. I can't wait to watch this. I think the number's too big in terms of 5.5, 6. We're dancing around there at BetMGM. The prop I love in this game, and I haven't seen it posted yet. The yards are posted. But Amon-Ra St. Brown's catches, his receptions in this game, his last eight games. Here's his catches, last eight games. 10, 8, 8, 9, 8, 8, 8, 9. We've gone between 8 and 10 every game for a half a season now. for him. So what do you think the number is? They're going to put it at 7.5 or 8.5?
If it's seven, there's no way it's that high. There's no way it's that high. You think it is?
Well, I'm on it then.
I say that because I wrote down his receiving yards because I was interested in that.
69.5, 70, right? We're in that range.
Isn't that low?
Yeah. He's got 8 catches a week.
Doesn't that seem low? Okay.
It does seem low.
I don't see the receptions anywhere either. Look, I mean, spot wise, you aren't wrong. Bounce back for Vikings and Kirk Cousins. Here's the other thing. Remember Monday when this thing was 7.5? So we, after Monday's performance, we cut through the 7 down to 6? Mm-hmm. Really? The Lions are a public dog, guys. I don't want any part of the Lions this week. Maybe they win. They could win outright. I think it's possible. It's going to be a divisional matchup. Could be close. Let's add this. Aiden Hutchinson is not practicing back-to-back days. So is he going to be out there? Curious about that one today. Their left guard, Jonah Jackson, he did not practice yesterday. Ragnow missed last week. Their starting center, he was limited yesterday. Their tight end, TJ Hockenson, was limited. Swift's still limited. I think that's just management right now because he keeps playing and he's been awesome. Harrison Smith, he had a concussion. He has not been practicing for the Vikings. So certainly worth noting. But yes, we expect a Cousins bounce back. But, you know, this Lions offense has been unstoppable through two games. Famous last words, but it has been. I mean, they're scoring well into the 30s, and the Vikings are not stopping anybody this far.
But the Lions were down 24-7 to the Eagles and scored like 14 points in the fourth quarter in that game. Right. A couple plays that I really like. Kevin O'Connell has said a few times that he wants to make it a point to get Dalvin Cook cooking. He's got to get him going. So I'm gonna bet over on Dalvin Cook over his rushing yards, 100.5. It's big, but I'm gonna go for it. -110 on BetMGM. So I like that one. Another one I have my eye on.
Wait, is that rushing and receiving? Or rushing.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Rushing and receiving.
Okay.
And then also first half. We heard Crack talking about that. I think this is a Vikings spot in this game, but I'm gonna go Vikings first half -3.5. They were up 17-0
I like that.
Over the Packers. And then obviously things didn't go so well against the Eagles. We all saw that. But I think this is a bounce back spot for the Vikings. So I'm just going to go with the first half.
All right, let's talk about another bounce back spot. At least we think it is as a show. The Bengals at the Jets on Sunday. It's where our survivor died last year. The Bengals, the trends work in their direction, right? A team's 0-2, 0-2 straight up against the spread, all that. Week three is the bounce back. Week three is like, this is when everything's on the line. They got to play better. I just like the spot. The numbers we were towards them, it's -6 right now, Bengals. I just like the spot, Joe. They lost last week to Dallas. The Jets won an emotional game last week. Can they do that again? I like Cincinnati this week.
So you're saying Flacco's not going to have his third straight 300-yard game?
I can't see it this
You're saying week. That's going to stop? Okay.
I think it stops.
Yeah. Can we stop falling down by double digits in the first half, Bengals? Can we just do that? Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. And this Jets injury report does not look great. And Corey Davis appeared on it yesterday. He was limited. Same thing with George Fant. Quinnen Williams, a defensive lineman. The starting safety, Jordan Whitehead, was limited. Like, there are a lot of concerns there. I mean, they should not have won that game last week. Bottom line. And they've been going against some really bad receivers, Cleveland and Baltimore. And here comes one of the best groups in the National Football League in a desperate bounce-back spot with Joe Burrow as the quarterback. I feel like there's some value there. It was a lot of value earlier in the week when it was 4.5, but I still like the Bengals to win. I think the Bengals cover.
More NFL to come. We'll talk to Patrick Everson, a Vegas insider, and Pam Maldonado of college, all coming up right here on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.